Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the digital world without losing your mind. Ever feel like your phone has a magnet attached to your hand? Like it's got its own gravitational pull that just drags you in for one more scroll, one more notification, one more pointless video loop? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where technology is amazing, right? It connects us, informs us, entertains us, but also has this sneaky way of hijacking our attention and leaving us feeling depleted. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Creating healthy tech use habits. Think of it like this. Your phone's a powerful tool, just like a hammer. You can use it to build something amazing or accidentally bash your thumb. It all comes down to how you wield it. So, let's get real about taking control and building those good habits that make our digital lives work for us, not against us. First up, awareness is key. Ever noticed how much time disappears when you're scrolling? Yeah, it's a black hole. Start tracking your screen time. Seriously, there are apps for that. Seeing the cold hard numbers can be eye-opening. You might be surprised by just how many hours vanish into the digital abyss each day. Knowing where your time goes is the first step to changing things up. Next, intentionality. What's the purpose behind picking up your phone? Are you checking for genuine updates or just filling a void? Be mindful of your triggers, that feeling of boredom, stress, loneliness, and find healthier ways to address them. Want to chill out? Take a walk, listen to music, grab a book. Feeling lonely? Call a friend, plan a hangout, join a club. There are so many more fulfilling things to do. Now, boundaries. Think of these like the fences around your mental garden. You want to let in the good stuff, sunshine, fresh air, healthy connections, but keep out the weeds that can choke it all. Set limits on certain apps, schedule digital detox, times where you unplug completely, and create phone-free zones in your home. Maybe during meals or an hour before bed. Speaking of sleep, let's talk about blue light. Ever notice how staring at your phone right before bed makes it harder to fall asleep? Yeah, that's the blue light messing with your melatonin production. Switch to night mode on your devices or use blue light blocking glasses in the evening. You'll sleep better and wake up feeling more refreshed. Finally, remember, you're in control. Technology is a tool, not your boss. Take back the reins, set those healthy habits, and reclaim your time, energy, and focus. You deserve it. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's super smart, ambitious, but she was constantly on her phone. Always checking emails, scrolling social media, even during meals with friends. She felt like she never had a moment to herself, always chasing the next notification. So, she decided to implement some boundaries. She started tracking her screen time, set daily limits on social media apps, and created a phone-free zone in her bedroom. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt more relaxed, had more energy, and even slept better. Her focus improved at work, she enjoyed her time with friends more, and she actually started rediscovering hobbies she'd neglected because of constant phone use. So, remember, creating healthy tech use habits isn't about becoming a digital hermit. It's about using technology intentionally and consciously, so it enhances your life instead of controlling it. Alright folks, that's it for today. Remember, you have the power to shape your digital experience. Take those small steps, set those boundaries, and reclaim your time and energy. For next time, I'm going to share some super practical tips on how to actually break free from those addictive phone notifications. Until then, keep it real, keep it mindful, and stay connected in the best ways possible.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.